With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. What a tremendous ride it was this 2020 season for the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team. They are your Division II state champions. Head coach Chad Soleil of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports to look back at this magical season. And he first brings us back to day one at Kohler as the state tournament began.
Yeah, well, the number one story of day one was the weather over there. You know, we had that delay, so we were delayed for about 2.5 hours on day one. Lightning, rain, we had it all wind. So, you know, the girls, the coaches, we kind of sat around for a little while because we didn't know exactly how long it was going to last. Then we got official word that we were going to get back out in about an hour and a half after we'd already waited for an hour. So we kind of took the girls away from the course for a little bit, grabbed something to eat, and just kind of walked around a little bit, kept the legs loose. And then we were able to get back, and they notified us that we were only going to play 9 holes. So we actually shortened to just 9 the day one. We kind of had our mojo going for a little bit there before the delay, so it was kind of a bummer. But we got back, and we played solid. I definitely think we left some strokes out there. We had a 6-stroke lead, which we obviously felt good about, but definitely did not come back with the same kind of game that we had before the delay. So, you know, not a huge letdown or anything because we had the lead, so that's obviously a good thing. We definitely did feel like we played our best that day. So coming into day two, we didn't maybe have as good of a cushion as we were hoping for. We were only up 6 strokes on Edgewood and then 9 strokes on the Prairie School, who both ended up giving us a pretty good run for our money at day two. And then on day two there, it actually tightened up after about 9 holes to the point that we were within 2 or 3 strokes of both teams at certain points. So, you know, in the end, the girls really made a push on the back nine and showed what kind of game we have, and we really bolted forward, and we ended up with a 19-stroke victory. But the deal was is that I told people, and people are congratulating me and the girls and saying, oh, you know, great victory. You guys won by a ton. But the fact was is that it was really tight for most of the way. The girls just really pulled away in the last 5 holes.
Even though the Cards didn't necessarily have their best in a delayed first round, the fact that they were in first place after day one and the way they persevered down the stretch in day two proved that they are champions.
Yeah, you know, for sure. It was the resiliency, you know, to just get it done. And that's kind of been our girls' just mentality the whole year. They're battlers, and, you know, there was nothing about the state tournament pressure, I felt like, that got to them or anything. They have so much mock. They were going to go out there, and whether it was raining or the 35-mile-an-hour winds that we had, you know, they just got it done. So that's what champions do, especially on the back nine of day two at state. So that's where Coach Ryder and I were most proud of them, is just we singled out the 18th hole. So that girls got up, and it's a really intimidating hole where you hit a drive and it's got to go between this just sea of bunkers on the left, and then you got this massive pond on the right, and you know, there's about 30 yards that you got to land the ball. And our girls, every single one of them, put their drive dead center, you know, way out there. And you know, that's where you saw other teams kind of the pressure get to them, where they're putting it in the water, putting it in the bunker, you know. And that's where we really separated, was just our will to win, really. I mean, they just wanted it, and we went out and took it. So that's what we were most proud of, is just our mentality of just staying focused, staying in the next shot, and really fight until the end.
With the state championship, the Cardinals become the first public school team to ever win the Division II crown, and that's nearly 20 years of golf. Coach Soleil explains.
Yeah, you know, that was one of those special things that one of the writers over in eastern Wisconsin had mentioned, you know, I don't know if it was a week or two before, and one of us caught wind of it, and, you know, it was like one of those things where we didn't really want to talk about it too much before, but, you know, we just kind of knew how special that would be, you know, if that was us. And so, yeah, so we were the first public school to win the Division II state title since they split to two divisions about 20 years ago. So, pretty special thing. Obviously, historic. Our deal is be a part of history. And that's definitely going to, you know, be a part of our team's history forever now, and really just the history of, you know, Wisconsin high school golf. So it's pretty cool that we're that team, and, you know, just everything that goes along with that. But I had a lot of coaches coming up to me from the Division I saying, you know, we want you guys to win, you know. And so we had a lot of encouragement coming from other places to kind of take that title of first public school to win a state title in Division II, because, you know, it's not necessarily small towns, it's small schools, you know. So every year before us, it's been a private school, so pretty cool to take that away from those guys, I guess, for a year, and hopefully more to come.
Coach Soleil on top golfer Ava Soleil's second place runner-up finish individually at the state meet.
Yeah, you know, she played great. She battled the whole way. Came down to really the last hole. She was one down, coming down into that last hole there, and, you know, I told her on the tee, I'm like, well, we either need a two for the win or a birdie for the tie and send it to a playoff. So, like I mentioned earlier, she piped her drive right down the middle. Great drive under the circumstances and just with the situation of that hole, how tough it was of a driving hole, and then stuck her approach shot to 10 feet right below the hole. I mean, almost right where you'd place it for a good shot at birdie, and, you know, gave it a run, just came up a few inches short. But, you know, really, she lost to a girl who was a senior and has been to the state tournament all 4 years of her career and was a really good player. So really can't hang your head too much on that. But yeah, she'll be back. I mean, she's a great player and she's got goals of getting to that state title individually as well. So, you know, I'm confident that she's going to put in the work and hopefully it'll pay off for her.
Coach Soleil on how proud this entire coaching staff is of all of these girls from top to bottom and how they perform both on and off the course throughout this 2020 season.
Oh, you know, I mean, we come back to just that, really what it's going to mean for the girls someday, like we've talked about in previous conversations, is just, you know, we're just so happy for them and all the work that they've put in to pay off. You know, obviously we as coaches put in a ton of work too, but, you know, we do it for those guys, and those girls have put in so much. You know, they've trusted us with our process and, you know, just everything that we're trying to do. So, you know, really that's the reward, is just seeing them get to this level and attain this. But, you know, we just have such a good group. I mean, you know, Coach Ryder really well, so he deserves everything, you know, that we're getting here with this. And, you know, Coach Wagner's put in so much time and effort, so it's just awesome for me, I guess, as a head coach to see them get some payoff too. But, you know, really what it comes down to is just how great we feel for the girls.
They may have just won the state championship, but this Prescott Cardinals girls golf team, they graduate nobody and welcome everyone back for 2021. And you know what, fans? The Cardinals have already been back onto the course in preparation for a repeat. Coach Soleil is excited to see what they do 1 year from now.
Yeah, I know. That's on my mind, too. You know, I think I'd be able to sit here and enjoy this for a little while, but plans are already getting in place, and, you know, we're having end-of-season meetings with the girls, and, you know, we'll already start setting those goals and coming up with, you know, what we need to do for next year. And the girls are already fired up, too. A couple of them have already been out to the range. So, you know, they're getting out already, practicing those last golf practices before the snow flies. It never stops. You know how coaches are. I mean, we just can't relax for a minute. So, you know, I'm already thinking about it. But, you know, the nice thing that I have going for us this year is we're not losing anybody. So we got the whole team back, and that's from top to bottom, top varsity to bottom JV. So we got the whole squad coming back, which is obviously a great thing as a coach. So I'm excited.
That was head coach Chad Soleil of the state champion Prescott Cardinals girls golf team, who becomes the first ever public school team in the state of Wisconsin to win a Division II golf championship. For more on the Cardinals, KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.